Well, good evening, Hayden Bible Church. I tell you, it is so good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. We are going to have a wonderful time of worship and praise to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We were just got done doing about an hour and a half of rehearsal, and it brought so much joy to my soul because I could hear the beautiful voices of the girls singing and Colin singing even, and then now we've got, well, you don't have your mouth, your thing in, but having everybody here, and you can see we're all, it's like 6 feet apart from one another, so we are practicing the social distancing thing. But the praise we're going to do tonight is for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ and for the church's edification. And we just want you to join with us as we sing these wonderful songs together in praise to the Lord. Before we do that, Let's invite our Lord to be part of this. Obviously, where two or three are gathered, He's in the midst of that. So let's just bow our hearts in preparation for worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we just want to thank You that You are our King, that You are our Lord, that You are our all in all. Father, I thank You that we've gathered tonight with one purpose, to bring You praise and glory, for You alone are worthy of our adoration. And Father, we thank You. These who have gathered on the stage and those who are working the sound booth and those who have prepared the way for this to happen. Father, we thank You for this technology that we have to go into the living rooms of people out there. Lord, wherever they might be as they tune in, we just pray, Father, that Your name will be praised in all that we do. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we get started, I'd like to read from the scripture, Job 12, 7 to 10. The first couple of songs we're going to be singing kind of point us to God's creation. And here, Job 12, 7 and 10, and here it says, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In His hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. We worship tonight our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So we want to open up with "Behold Our God."
Has held the oceans in His hands, who has numbered every grain of sand. Kings and nations tremble at His voice, whole creation rises to rejoice. Behold our God, seated on His let us adore Him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore Him.
Who has given counsel to the Lord?
Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of His words? Who can teach the One who knows all things? Who can fathom all His wondrous deeds? Behold, our God, seated on His throne, come, let us adore Him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore Him.
Who has felt the nails upon His hands?
Who
has felt the nails upon his hand, bearing all the guilt of sinful man. God eternal, humble to the grave, Jesus Savior, he's risen now to reign. Behold, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Oh, powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. You are amazing.
the deep, deep love. Psalm 25, verse 5, tells us, "Lead me in the truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day." Micah 7, 7 says, "But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord my God. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Psalm 62, 6 says, "He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken." Isaiah 12, 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, for he has become my salvation." The Lord is my salvation.
The grace of God it reaches for me, and pull me from the raging sea. And I salvation. I will not fear when darkness comes. My faith will help me scale these walls. I'll see the dawn of the rising sun. The Lord is my salvation. the dawn of the darkest day. Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, born and beaten then, he's nailed to a cross of wood. It's the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us, took the blame, all the wrath, we stand forgiven at the cross. Written on your face, bearing the awesome weight of my sin. Every bitter thought, every evil deed, nailed with blood-stained brow. It's the power of the Christ became sin for us. He took the blame. He bore the wrath. We stand forgiven at the cross. Now the daylight flees. Now the ground beneath quakes as its maker, he bows his head. A curtain torn in two, dead are raised to life.
Church, we'll be in God's real presence at His throne, and this song, all the songs really that we're doing tonight are some of the favorites that we enjoy worshiping the Lord with, and this one is a fairly new one to our church, but it brings the old with the new. And it allows us to remember that no matter what we're going through in life, God is in the midst of all of that. And one day, when we all get to heaven, we will see Him face to face. And, oh, what a day that's going to be. So sing along with us, one day when we all get to heaven. Thank you.
hope is built on nothing less in Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but holding trust in Jesus' name.
Where's your hope? Foundation of the church. He is the reason why we are here today and tonight to worship Him. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon you." Glorious day.
As black as could be, Jesus came home. shine among us. Glory revealed. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Mary, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified.
Of all of this stuff that's going on, I find myself more and more drawing closer to the Lord because I need Him. You need Him. In fact, people called here a couple of days ago and a gentleman was asking about why Jesus had to die on the cross for him. So we went through the book of Genesis, and we looked at a plan that Jesus had, and God was there walking in the garden with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. That's the kind of relationship God wants with us. But sin came into the world, And God had to make a plan because he would not allow sin to be in his presence because he's a holy God. And I find that this gentleman, after we got done with the conversation and we went all the way through the different books, and I told him, I says, it doesn't really matter what I say. It really matters what God's word says. And ultimately, I don't know that I was able to answer his question, but I prayed with him and I would ask that the Lord would help him in his time of questioning. He's getting older and he was wondering why Jesus had to die for him. But if you know him, you know that you need him. So we're going to sing, Lord, I Need You.
Lord, I come, I confess, Thou in me I find my rest. Without You, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need. Thank you.
light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, for us from the grave He rose again. And that He stands in victory, since first has lost His grip on me. And then His mind dark with the precious blood of Christ. Tonight, in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my
fast. There's some scripture I'd like to read before we do this song, He Will Hold Me Fast. I was looking at Psalm 139. Of course, as you know, if you've been live streaming at all, you know that Pastor Steve has been going through the psalm to share the importance of leaning on Christ and being safe in His arms, where He gives us courage for this day. And I want to read Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. O Lord, You have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from Your Spirit? Or where shall I flee from Your presence? If I ascend to heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Your hand shall lead me. And Your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to You. The night is bright as day, for darkness is as light with You. For You formed me, formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was being made in secret and intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes, they saw my unformed substance. In Your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me. When as yet there was none of them, how precious to me are Your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with You. Oh, that You would slay the wicked, O God. Oh, men of blood, depart from me. They speak against You with malice intent. Your enemies take Your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate You, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against You? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. But search me, O God. And know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. He will hold me fast. Song tonight is Amen Because He Lives.
Overcome by the power of His love. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Amen. Then my soul never end, because He lives.
I was dead in the grave.
I was dead in the grave. I was covered in sin and shame. Mercy call my name. He rolled the stone away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because He lives. Then my soul joined the one that never ends. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, every fear is gone. Cause I know He holds in my life, in my future, in His hands. Because He lives. Amen. Amen. And my song joins the one that never ends. Because He lives. Because He lives.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow and so can you. God bless you. We've had a wonderful time of praising our Lord and Savior tonight. And I just hope that you were able to do that. And I hope that His ears were causing Him to have a smile tonight. Thank you all. We love you. We're looking forward to getting together with you again this coming May the 17th. We will be joining together, obviously with some restrictions, but no restrictions on worshiping the Lord wherever you're at. God bless you. And we love you, and continue to be His hands and feet.